7. A closer look at nutrition labelling. Childhood obesity and nutrition labelling. My dear daughter, do you want people to continue calling you chubby girl?
Of course not. But what can I do? I was born chubby.
No, you weren't. But you aren't very good at working out mathematics. Let's see. You like eating fast food and food that is high in sugars and fat. You don't exercise much, but you spend a lot of time watching television and playing computer games. There is an imbalance between energy consumed and energy expended. Let me tell you, overweight and obese children are more likely to stay obese into adulthood and to develop chronic diseases such as diabetes, high blood pressure, and heart disease at a young age.
Then what can I do to lose weight?
That's simple. The first step towards a healthy body weight is to cut down on foods that are high in energy, fat, and sugars. Fat provides the largest amount of energy among all nutrients. Cutting 1 gram of fat intake means subtracting 9 kcal from a diet. Thus, looking for a lower fat version of a food item is a good place to start. Other than fat content, sugars should be another nutrient that you need to reduce the intake of. Sugar provides energy, but with no other nutritional value. You can find these nutrient contents on nutrition labels.
What else should I look for on a nutrition label?
You need to pay attention to the serving size and your actual intake of food. If you eat twice the serving size, the energy and nutrient contents will be doubled accordingly. Since weight control is related to the reduction in energy intake, you should pay more attention to energy claims such as low energy or energy free. In addition, you can choose food with low fat or fat free and sugar free claims. Regardless of the types of nutrition claim that may appear on the package, they only give a rough idea about the content of a particular nutrient. Also, a nutrition claim is usually made for a specific nutrient only. Thus, you should not make a food choice solely on the basis of a nutrition claim. In order to eat healthily, you should take note of other nutrients as well.
Thanks, Daddy. When I buy food next time, I will take a look at the nutrition claims and then read the information on the nutrition labels carefully. I will choose healthier food and exercise more. I don't want people to call me chubby girl anymore.